Well, let's start with that, I guess. So I'm on, if I look at the homepage of Puesto from Mexico, well, I got it translated here. Go ahead.
One question. You are recording the call, right? So I can get a copy of it. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a copy of it too, yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you an MP3 version. So I think overall the homepage itself needs a little bit of work as far as making it a little more employer friendly. And the reason I say that is if I'm an employer coming to the website, the only link I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is on the upper right of the page in the orange there. It says employer access. Okay, you need more real estate dedicated to employers on the homepage, specifically in the left-hand side. That's where their eyes go when they first come to the page itself. So this is a bit of a usability issue that I see with a lot of job boards. They bury the link for employers on the right-hand side or things like that. You really need to bubble that up and showcase on the left-hand side in a bigger image or graphic or paragraph of text, a message to employers to say, hey, click here to post jobs is basically the message.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is I'm going to actually share my screen with you in a second and show you an example of that. Let me pull up one of my old sites here.
There is also I did recently what they call a fat footer in the bottom of the page, and there are a bit more links for employers. But I agree with you that the page is mainly dedicated to job seekers.
Right. So do you see my screen now?
You don't. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Fairfield County Jobs. It's one of my companies to own. But you see here on the left-hand side, it's got employers, log in, and then a nice big graphic for the cost of the posting as well as the length of it. And that links them right to the post-to-job page. So that's what I mean as far as location goes and just size of the overall image here. So you really need to put something over here on the left-hand side in here. As far as employers go.
Okay.
So I would probably replace this text up here with some kind of image. The other thing you can do on your homepage is, since you push out to the aggregators, which ones do you use, by the way?
Well, indeed, Trovit, some local ones.
Okay. You need to show the images of those sites.
Okay.
All right. That gives you the employer a visual cue as to what happens when they post a job on your site. If you're not telling them that, then you're losing a chance to show the value of what your site can do for them. Because think of it this way. When they post a job on Puesto, they're not posting it just on there. They're posting it on that, Trovit, Indeed, and the other sites that you have. That you push out to. So you have to show that as a package, okay? This is very important these days, especially since with the aggregators out there. It's really important that you show the value of what a job posting can give them in a visual form. So just like you have the logos over here on the right, you need to have logos for Indeed and the other guys around the job posting area. Pretty much anywhere we have the... we talk about prices, like especially here as well. Payment for what? What do you get for that? Right, you really need to tell them up front what they're getting for their money. And that's probably one of the reasons why you're not getting enough premium placements so far. They don't understand what happens when they do that. They don't understand that it gets syndicated out to the other job board. So they're getting five sites for one price, basically, is what you're giving them. So do you... Do you understand my point there?
Yes. Yeah.
So I definitely want to see all that stuff bubbled up and put to the front I would even take this whole area right here, kind of dedicate it for employers. You can move the find jobs over to the right, maybe shorten the amount of logos you have, company logos you have, to free up space. But this, I think this whole left section right here should all be about all employers, how to post a job, what do you get when you post a job, how much does it cost, right here on the homepage. All right. I mean, to bring that up front and tell employers immediately when they come to the website.
So you say it's definitely better to put it on the homepage and don't do a separate page for employers.
Now, you should still do a separate page. However, the homepage should be just a quick snapshot of what that offers. Okay? You're not going to show everything on the homepage. You're going to show the highlights, the important things. How much does it cost? Where does it go? How long does it stay up for? If you can answer those three questions, you could do that with three headlines, three bullet points in big, bold letters. Take that. I would say the real estate of a homepage, at least 20% of it should be dedicated to employers and letting them accomplish their task. And that's where you got to show them the pricing and any other features that you have. Okay. Even if you have, do you have resumes too on the site?
Yeah, there are resumes. Yes. Yep. It's free access.
Yeah, there you go. So that's another thing you can add to the homepage. Free access to the resumes. You got to tell them that. You got to show it to them up front.
Okay. So
that's my first sort of thing I would do. I guess the second thing I would do is you have to rearrange the homepage a little bit and get rid of this white space down the bottom. It just doesn't look very good. To me, the design of a job board goes a long way towards employers using it and getting them to trust you to use it. So I would spend a little more time rearranging the homepage into a more fluent page itself, and that means really either taking up this white space with something or getting rid of it. You could lessen the amount of listings over here in order to do that easily. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You could cut it right there off at 8. And that would free it. That would get rid of the white space down here.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It just looks bad. Just from a design perspective, I hate to see that stuff. It just goes. It's a little thing that will go a long way. Trust me.
Okay.
Design is very important.
Yeah. No, but you can be blunt. I hate this design.
Okay. Good.
Jamit is an old software that the guy that wrote it disappeared.
Yep.
And I think the best thing I can do if I want to continue with these websites is taking consideration a migration to something better.
Yeah.
Because it's just old and in terms of features and customization it's old.
Yeah, I mean you can take if you have the money you can have this redesigned. The way it looks right now, you can have a redesign just through CSS or whatever, and it can look better. You can spend a little money and make it look better. That's definitely possible. If you don't want to change software, it's still doable to make a better looking page. The overall layout is okay. You've got the logo upper left. You've got the email box there. Your social media links. That's good. I like logos on the homepage. That's always a good thing to have. You've got all the locations, quick links. That's good. So it's got some good stuff on the page. It just needs to be a little bit better looking. And you may even want to go with a new logo, too. It looks kind of dated, that one. If you have the money or resources, go on 99designs.com. Post a project for a few hundred bucks, you can get a new logo. That looks even better. Are you familiar with that site?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I get all my logos done there on there now. And it's really great for getting a really nice looking logo for cheap.
Yeah, well, for the amount of money I'm getting out of these job boards, it's not that cheap engineering design.
Yeah.
But I understand.
I mean, do you have HTML skills yourself? Can you go in and change the look of
Yeah. That's not a problem.
Yep. Okay. It's something I would definitely do to start to work on and see what you can do there. Again, just try and make it flow a little better and just, again, bring out that content for employers. I think it's very important. You don't want to make them click or search in order to find the information they want. They want to know how much does it cost and what do they get, basically. And you're not showing that to them right now.
Yeah, no, there is a separate page. If you go to publication premium vacancies, that's a separate page it gives the explanation. And I try to make it like a sale page because I put also the testimonial.
I would show this page before I show the other page.
Okay.
This is a little more – this is better. It's I like the visual cues here with the check boxes next to each other. You're comparing. This is free, Estendar?
Yes, it's free, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this page better.
Okay.
So link them right to this. Okay.
Okay.
Those are the basic things I would do to the site today to push that product, the premium product, and emphasize how cheap it is compared to the other guys, too. You may want to do a little comparison columns, you know, here's us, how much we cost, and here's Monster, here's the other sites. Show the price differential.
Okay.
Right, give them a visual.
That works works well from your experience.
Yep.
No, for a moment, that's move to 8board.
Okay. So
maybe a more general question about the business model, because the one limitation that I see in these job boards, in the one in Mexico and Colombia, is that they are not niche job boards, so it's very difficult because I have free posting. I'm attracting a kind of employers that are low level,
right.
And they are looking for something free. So when you're asking them money, they don't react that well. Maybe they are really happy with the free service already.
What is the Mexican market like? I don't know the market at all. I don't know what your competitors are. Have you studied your competitors?
Yeah, I did some study. If you take the big ones, they are clearly too expensive for the kind of companies that they post on my website.
I definitely think you should. That's another thing you should promote is the low cost factor compared to the other, national Mexican sites that are out there. Again, you've only been doing it for a month now, so you got to give it some time. And over time, it'll pick up more postings. You do have to promote it, though, and we'll get the promotion soon. But it's a perfectly good business model. I like going after low cost. Undercutting the competition is always a good strategy. And if you promote it, it'll make money. That's been my experience throughout the years.
Okay. Okay.
So let's move on to 8board.com. So I'm a little confused as to what exactly the niche is here. What is an international development job?
Well, our jobs, for example, for non-profit organization or NGOs.
Okay.
That
what's an NGO?
The NGO is non-governmental organization.
Okay.
So they are operating typically in developing countries with a funding that can be governative or can be funding from private, and working on some on helping on projects to help the situation in these countries.
Okay.
Let's say sometimes they call them charity. They would not like to be called charity, but maybe it helps to understand what they do.
Yeah, you need to say that on the site itself, because it doesn't say that right now. I don't see the word nonprofit anywhere, charities, governmental. You need to explain better what this site does and who it's targeting, because it's too general right now. It's too broad and vague about what types of jobs are on this site.
Okay.
You really have to get specific. So aid board, nonprofit, international, charity, something like that. You know, you need the word nonprofit has to be in the tagline there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to explain better, you know, what those jobs are.
Okay.
So where you know the top paragraph there where it says next to the aid blog logo should be, here's what types of jobs are on this site. You know, here's what our mission is. Since those are very sort of you know, international aid type things, this is a very
mm-hmm.
I think you need to put a little more emotion on the site as far as who you're targeting. You know, job seekers, stuff like that. Help, you know, go out, help the world, solve problems, things like that. It needs to be more targeted toward that kind of language and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the marketing of it goes. So that's my initial sort of impression when I first got to the site. So do you catch my drift there?
Yeah. Well, I get your point. I mean, people that are familiar with international development, I think they have less barrier, because they know what they are looking for, and they understand immediately this when they see international development jobs.
Okay.
But definitely not the language. Yeah, that's a good point to.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're missing out on. I mean, you're in your browser title. Oh, I see. There. NGO jobs, charity.
Java. Uh-huh. Okay,
that's good. I didn't see the keywords there, which is good. So I mean, those keywords right there. UN, mm-hmm. UNICEF, NGO, they should also be on the page itself if you want this to be an SEO-friendly site. You need to put some of those keywords in and around the page. So here, you know, latest jobs in international development. I need to see, you know, nonprofit, charity as well around here. So you definitely need more text, even in the you got it in the footer there, which is good. So when people are doing searches, you know, for UNICEF jobs or international development jobs, let's see, how does the site do actually? Have you tested it as far as checking the SEO friendliness?
Yeah, if you check NGO jobs, should be quite, let's see, quite high.
Okay, let's take a look here.
Yeah.
NGO, so you have DevNet, Idealist, NGO Jobs Online. Right. No, I'm in the U.S., so you may have I may see a different search.
Yeah.
But, like, here's a very good example of one of your top competitors, Idealist.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a very popular job board for volunteer and this kind of things. I think you have a little cross. I think yours is more international, but there's definitely some cross pollination there as far as the, you know, crossover as far as types of jobs you both target.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very good site for that. So they're actually like a community, and I think you could go that way as well. I mean, if you had some kind of community section on there where people could actually post profiles of themselves, you know, with pictures like this, that would be awesome. If you can make it into more of a community site as opposed just to a job board. Today, if you... So it makes your site more valuable overall, and it makes it more sticky. It makes it more... You have more page views and things like that if you build up more of a community portion on the site as well, like these guys are doing. They have events that you can look at. Here's the listing part here. So volunteer organizations. So this is a very good So he's trying to emulate as much as possible. Even from a design perspective, nice simple design, nice simple logo, nice colors, a consistent font throughout the page itself. A lot of text. You can see a lot of text on here. So they're definitely doing a good job in that respect. And you could be the sort of international version of Idealist, I think, with this aid board. And it's a good domain. How much traffic does it get?
Now it's around 6,000 visitors a month.
6,000 unique. How many page views?
The page views are 30,000.
30,000. That's pretty good. So you're getting 5 page views per visitor, roughly. That's good. Where's most of your traffic coming from as far as countries go?
US, UK, and Germany are the top 3 countries.
Gotcha.
But I have a problem. I have a problem here. Aggregators, they don't accept jobs that are in other countries.
No.
So I cannot post in the US a job that is in Ghana.
Yeah.
And that's a big limitation for me, because these kind of jobs are all around the world, and the people that are interested are in US, but the job itself can be everywhere.
Right. So in that case, I would say that using the use of aggregators to you for aid board is less important because of the types of jobs that you have. And since you already have some traffic built in, I would suggest trying to build up that traffic, concentrate on doing that as opposed to using the aggregators. The aggregators are good for very specific jobs in a certain location. Since you're global, I don't think it's going to help you that much. You can spend the money on Google AdWords and probably get cheaper, 10 cents a click probably for some of the keywords you're targeting. I would concentrate on building up traffic yourself through the blog, through other means of advertising, than using the aggregators. Because remember, too, Indeed, beyond the U.S. and U.K., they're not really that well-known across the world. So, it's less for those countries.
Yeah, in Mexico and Colombia, actually, it's a big source of traffic. The aggregators are really doing really well for the other job boards.
Yeah. What about CareerJet? They're based in the UK.
But I think
them at all? They have decent traffic.
No, but CareerJet, I think it's called. He has a different name in Latin American countries. But they don't have a free inclusion. They only work on a paid model.
Yeah.
So I didn't work with them.
And I would continue to make it free for a while. What you could also do is sell logos on the homepage as far as package goes.
Okay. Yeah, well, one moment, because for Aidboard the model is a bit different. Here, okay. I have paid posting of 2 different models, if you go,
where's the price?
Can I tell you? If you go to recruiting, there is a menu on the top.
Oh, okay.
There is our services, and in our service, well, there is a link directly to job posting, or here, and...
This is too many clicks into the information. You got to bring it up. It should be on the second page. You hit recruiting, or you hit this over here. It should be one page with all the prices, all the products and services that you offer. You can't make them click.
Okay. It's
too many clicks. So this page here... you should be linking to.
Okay.
Again, you don't want to give them... you're trying to make it easier for them to post, right? So you want to lessen the amount of clicks as possible.
Okay.
It took me, 3 clicks to get there? 3 or 4 clicks? You got to change that.
Okay.
I like the way this page is laid out. Very good. Simple, easy to read. Post a job now. So this page itself is pretty good.
Yeah, and so here there is already these I put two different level of paid services.
Okay, prioritizing and let's say yeah. Okay, that's good. You got the homepage, highlighted newsletter, good. Circulate on social media networks, good. Okay, and then with this, what else do you get? Top placement if you job for 2 weeks. Okay, that's a good model. I like that. It's easy to understand. You're showing the value levels there. So I do like that. Are you making any money in this?
Well, let's say four jobs a month.
Four
hopefully,
jobs a month.
Yeah. Now I want to push to contact more organization and to try to bring it up.
Okay. So what have you done as far as promoting and advertising goes to employers so far?
I'm doing some AdWords.
Okay.
And I'm contacting directly few organizations, but nothing really massive towards the organization.
Right. Well, I mean, your basic option here is to start contacting employers, and you can basically only do that through email. So you can do that, you know, on your own by hand, by mm-hmm. going to other websites and looking at his posting and sending him an email when you have time. But I like mm-hmm. I like to automate it, and this is what I do as far as promotion goes. So get yourself a copy of Email Grabber.
Okay.
All right. This is a piece of software that will scan a job board for you and pick out all the emails based on keywords. Okay. So I'll show you an example of that. And then it's going to basically give you a list of emails. You can export that list as a .csv file or text file and then upload it to a mail sending program.
Yeah.
And send out your mail. And I've been using this for about a year now, and it's been awesome as far as targeting employers directly. I have some of these preset queries that I've saved, basically. So I'll pick out one here for like solar on Indeed. So I have a solar job board called Jobs and Solar Power.
Okay.
And
so you get the contacts
right. So
from
once
Indeed.
A month, I go onto Indeed. And I scan the listings for all the jobs with the word solar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell it to give me back anything that has an email address.
Okay, yeah.
This one's not opening here. Let me see. I'll just pick this one, for example. Okay, this is for CNA jobs, Certified Nursing Assistants. So you see here, these are all the emails I got.
Mm-hmm.
And the filters were basically just CNA, and then /RC is the directory structure from Indeed.com that you have to look at. And that's basically it. It'll run in the background. I'm going to actually mm-hmm. start right now. So you can see here, it's looking at Indeed.com
yeah.
for those keywords, that CNA. And it's pulling in. It's extracted 342. If I let this run, I usually let it run for several hours, sometimes even overnight, depending on number of jobs in there. But it'll just pre-populate here, and then I go and export the list as a CSV file.
Okay.
So this is what you need to use as far as finding those prospects out there.
Yeah, but then do you use something like MailChimp to send or
you can use MailChimp. I use SendGrid, which is a mail sharing, server basically that you rent.
Mm-hmm.
So I use basically, I get this thing called Atomic Mail Sender. Actually, I create the email in it, so I'll show you exactly what I do. This is just like a mail program lets you create the email. It's like Microsoft Word version.
Mm-hmm.
So if I click to get the CNA listing here, Well, anyway, this is where you type your message.
All right.
And yeah. In the so this is where I would just bring in the actual list, the Excel spreadsheet of emails. So if I click this one, see it pre-populates it. I hit send, and then it uses SendGrid on the back end to actually send the emails.
It's called SendGrid.
Yeah. It's just basically a server, and I get the you get the SMTP address to this here. So I take the mail sender program, I go into the settings, and I tell it, okay, I'm using SMTP.SendGrid.net. Here's my account, and then it sends it out through.
Yeah, but in this case, I mean, compared with something like MailChimp, you don't have statistics, right? You don't have open rates, click rates.
I go onto SendGrid.com and look at it that way.
Yeah. You can
there's a variety of ways you can do it. You can use MailChimp. You can use SendGrid like I do. Either way is fine.
No, is that with MailChimp, it always looks like it's an automated thing. And from my experience, when you send a direct email that looks really like a one-to-one contact,
right,
it has a much better feeling and much better response.
Yes, I agree.
I
tend to use MailChimp just for my newsletters to companies that have already opted in, and I use SendGrid and MailCenter to send stuff to non-opt-ins, to prospects. So,
okay, it doesn't have the footers.
Right, it doesn't have all that stuff yet. It looks like an individual. It looks like it's coming from an individual person, right?
Yep. Okay, yeah. So sounds good. Yeah.
And the other trick about email is send it from a female's name.
Really?
Yes. That will get you better open rates as well. That's a little trick in the email world.
Okay. And I understand the let's say email marketing that you're suggesting.
Yep.
Would you recommend to get an agent, someone that is paid a commission per job posted, and have this person contacting organizations?
Well,
is this something?
I would say you could do that with that software I just showed you. I don't think you need to have somebody do that, unless you hire somebody just to actually run the software and do it that way. That's up to you, but.
I'm thinking someone that really makes calls and someone that is specialized in selling.
Yeah.
That can contact NGOs or companies, whatever, and propose the services.
If you can, if you can afford that, sure. I mean, it's not gonna hurt you. I think it will cut into your profits. They can only contact X number of employers in a day. If you do hire somebody, I'd suggest doing it for Aidboard. Your postings aren't that much anyway, so the commission they're gonna make, and I don't know how much they're gonna make on this, so they'd probably have to be a part-time person, commission only. I mean, you can certainly try to find someone if they're willing to do that. But try and make a commission only, because the commission on these, it's not enough. It's too little. And, if your postings were $200, $300, you could have more of a bigger commission and stuff. But, $50 a posting, they're not going to make that much. It's going to take them a lot of sales calls to make some kind of decent money on that for a full-time job. So... that's why I suggest trying the automated route first and see how you do with that. And I guarantee you make money if you use the software. When I started using it last year, I increased my business by 10-15%. And I've launched job boards, and within 2 months, maybe even 30 days, have made money with that model.
Yeah, definitely I will.
And you can reach so many more employers that way, through the software.
Okay.
So, are you, how much of this newsletter are you writing and things like that?
How much use? I mean, the standard one is once a week. Maybe I didn't get the question.
Are you writing this newsletter, and what's in it?
The standard one, it's a list of the latest jobs taken via from the feed, mm-hmm. and on top of that, I put a message about what are the let's say the news on the website. For example, today. It's a big day because I'm launching the new blog.
Oh.
I decided to do a blog section, the one you see on top, and this is the first article contacting people in the sector and asking them to do guest posting.
Ah, very good.
The feedback I got are really positive. They are really happy to write things.
Well, that's perfect.
Fresh content.
Yeah, that's what you want is fresh content. And if you can get people to write for you, all the better. I would think that this would be a good because free content equals free traffic, right?
Yeah, it should be good for Google.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I give you a lot of credit there for doing that. Every job board should have a blog, and if you can, this goes back to that community portion, right? So making it more useful than just jobs, add other things in there. So this is a good step towards that.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the newsletter. For example, this week I give the news of the blog. Another week I talk about something. But mainly, so far the goal of the newsletter was to send the latest jobs. But now I'm getting a bit to a point where there are too many free jobs posted.
How many jobs overall on the site?
Right now there are like around 400.
Oh, wow.
Active. Okay. Yeah, so I always get around 30 posts per day, because if you see the last column here posted,
yep.
Today there are quite some, but they are posted in the free model.
Gotcha. Cool.
So there are job posting, but 99% of them are free. I have also another version of the newsletter that is a premium version, where it's a paid version, and it's daily, so you get every day the latest jobs, not only from Aidboard but also from other aggregation of feeds taken from other sources.
Okay.
But to be honest, I have one person subscribed there, and I don't know if I will keep it. Because asking money to job seekers is always difficult. I mean, what do you think about that? Because I don't think it's working this model.
They don't pay for anything. Don't waste your time.
Unless you're... I don't think I can provide enough value to money for this service.
Right.
And for example, because I have this premium newsletter, I cannot put the alert box. If I put the alert box by email... The premium newsletter doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
But if I put on a balance, if I balance the two things, I think that the alert box will provide much more value to the people.
Yep.
Based on keywords, keyword based alert.
Yep, I agree.